Right. Yeah. Here we go now. Yeah. That's right. Here we go. Yeah. That's right. Here we go. Yeah. That's right. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed, doing the early week yet late night broadcast. We're here for the family. Glad you guys are tuning in. We're going to chop up some good game on tonight's broadcast. I'm glad everybody's staying up with me. Let everybody know that I'm live right now. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and let everybody know that we're live. Retweet and repost this on your social media. What we're going to do, we're going to take that quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't want you to move a muscle. I need y'all to stay right here. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game. The Art of Mackin' by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your Mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG, that stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Hey, I'm Marcus. I've been working a dead-end job for years and have been depressed. But then a friend recommended a book reading Guide to Being Black in IT. I read the book and the author took me through scenarios and gave me tips, which took an hour. I practiced using Cloud Labs, got certified, revised my resume, applied for some IT contracts, and got the job. If you're looking to get into IT, or even in the field, now this is a must-read book. Go to www.beingblackinit.com.
You need to check out Divine Essential Minerals. That's the black-owned vitamins and mineral supplement business that offers a variety of high-quality vitamins and minerals in capsule form. Capsules such as sea moss, infused with bladderwrack and burdock root, elderberry, lion's mane, dandelion root, and many, many more. Use the code Tariq15 to get 15% off at checkout. Invest in your health care and your self-care right now by going to DivineEMinerals.com. That's DivineEMinerals.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximum strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the godfather of the game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganary. Sloganary kills people.
Hey, yo, check this out. It's
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go. Let's go.
Be my goddamn thumb alone.
All right, we're back. What's going on, guys? Glad to have everybody tuning in on this late night broadcast. Glad to have y'all tuning in. We're going to chop it up like we always do. We're going to chop it up as we always do, ladies and gentlemen.
I got to thank everybody for going to officialfba.com to get the autographed copy of the book, Foundational Black American Race Baiter, my book. And you can also get that on Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening right now. Well, let's just get right into it. There's so much, I don't even know where to start. There's so much to talk about on tonight's broadcast. First of all, before I get into the main topic, some of the stuff going on in the news right now. First of all, let me say shout out to all the people in Akron, Ohio. We still got people on the ground out there making noise about what went down with our brother getting shot out there. Brother got shot unjustly 60 times, and there's still people making noise about that. And, you know, we've been brainstorming about making an international or national move. I was talking on my Twitter space the other day, and I was just throwing some thoughts out there, and the thoughts just, you know, the idea I threw out there just kind of took legs. A lot of people started hitting me up about it. They were down. They got kind of excited about it. I was saying, because of stuff that was happening out here with all of these fake representatives and all of these control ops, every time there's something that happens to us, the enemies have a steady stream of AstroTurf Negroes, meaning bought and paid for shills to act like they're grassroots, but they're really corporate sponsored bootlicks who run out in front of the cameras to dissipate the energy. We have a lot of that. Like out there in Akron, you have the mammy out there, and I don't want to play the clip. I talked about it the other day. There was some mammy out there talking about how, yeah, a black man just got shot and killed. That's why black men need to get out here and vote. She got her ass up there talking about how we need to vote as black men because we're the lowest voting bloc and all of that stuff. Found out this woman is a Democratic shill. She works for, she's a field manager for Planned Parenthood out there. So things like that, family, we get these ops that they put out here as our representatives. And this is the theme today, why FBA representation matters. Friend, we've never had really a major march, except I would say the only one is the Million Man March. I would say that. But other than that, we've never really had a real grassroots rally. I would rather call it a rally, because we have some specific things that we're bringing to light. You know, the Million Man March was a good thing because it was more of a spiritual thing, and which was cool. There was nothing wrong with that. But there's never been a major national rally that's grassroots that was very specific about what foundational black Americans needed. Even the original March on Washington, we have to understand that was co-opted. The Kennedy family and the Rockefeller Foundation, all these people, they funded a lot of these black organizations, and they were letting them know, we'll give you some money, but just don't go out here talking too crazy. They didn't let James Baldwin speak, because James Baldwin was one of those ride or die brothers. He wasn't going to be bought and paid for. He was going to say what he needed to say. They didn't let James Baldwin get up there and speak. So they got a lot of these boule cats and threw some money at them so they wouldn't talk too radical. You understand what I'm saying? So there hasn't really been a real grassroots movement about foundational black American needs. Let's go back to the March on Washington. It was, you know, it was all about everybody loving each other and getting together, and we all one big happy people, and, you know, we all can do this together. Let's love each other. It was that thing. It was a love fest. But let's think about it. We've never had a big grassroots movement saying, hey, man, look, we as foundational black Americans, and we're grassroots saying this. We're not going to get the D. Ray McKessons and all of these little organizations that y'all have somebody run out here and talk crazy and talk about. They'll talk about reparations, then all of a sudden, we need reparations for black and brown and LGBT. No. We don't have none of that. We don't have none of that. And I was saying, man, and it was just a thought, and not that I'm going to do it, but I don't know. A lot of folks got excited about it. I was saying that we should possibly, as the grassroots, have a big rally, take it to Washington, D.C., under this administration to say, hey, look, man, all of these local marches and all of that, that's been co-opted. That's, you know, look, this is the real deal. We're getting foundation of Black Americans or Black people. We're getting killed out here. Y'all have a bunch of white supremacists and law enforcement. You're giving hate crime bills to all of these other groups. We need a hate crime bill. We need protection. We need punishment for these race soldiers within law enforcement. And we need reparations specifically for foundational Black Americans. Now, is that something that we could do on a Saturday in Washington, D.C.? Do you think that's a good idea? It's just a thought. You know what I'm saying? It's just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. Do y'all think that would be a good idea? We just go down to D.C. on a Saturday. And, you know, we got social media. And, you know, if the social media gang will cover it, the national media will get out there because they're going to follow what the grassroots is doing. Just get out there to let in. Yeah, my sister Jade is out there in D.C., and I'm talking about we get the grassroots folks. We get all the grassroots people. We get me. We get Brother Marcel Dixon, Jade, Sister Jade. We can bring our Sister Vicky Dillard out there. We get our brother Riza Islam. I could bring Wesley Muhammad. We can get all the writers. Y'all name some people. I'm just throwing some thoughts out here. I'm just throwing some thoughts out here. Would that be something that would be good to do just to let folks know how serious we are about our message? Because we got a strong social media presence, but just having feet on the ground, getting out there, just one big rally, organized rally, specifically talking about our reparations needs and our need for a crime bill specific for us. We've never done that. That's never been done. Yeah? Somebody said Sacramento. No. We need to do it in D.C. We need to take it to the head of the snake, buddy. Yeah. We got to go to the head of the snake. We got to go to D.C. with it if we do it. Would that be something you guys would be down with? Everybody just go to D.C. for one day. Wouldn't hurt. Just go down there. We network. And again, we get out there and get the message out there. Let's get some Hayes. Yeah, get Phil Scott. That's our brother. Get Phil Scott. Who else? Throw some names out there. Who can we get? We'll get all the people that's respected on the grassroots. Yeah? Somebody said Roland Martin. No. This is not a buffet. We're not going to have food. So Roland won't be a good idea. But I'm just throwing that out there. It was just the thought. I'm thinking, hey, man, we really need to get our message out there. Because anytime these protests happen locally, they make sure to throw some AstroTurf Negroes out there. That's why I was saying we got to have our own thing so we can get our own messages out there. Every single time we start having some protests in these cities, somebody jumps up talking about, yes, this person died and we also need to fight for abortion. And you feel me? So that's a thought, family. That's the thought. That is, my brother 19 Keys. Yeah, I chopped it up with that brother. Yeah, Corey Holcomb. Yeah. Man, yeah, brother Ben X, 19 Keys. Name some people. Yeah, if the Black Authority want to come through, I know my brother likes to be low-key. That would be a thing. Professor Black Truth, if they want to get down like that. Yeah. Just throwing that out there, I would bring probably Brother Kaba out there, James Small. I bring some of the other OG heavyweights out there too. You understand? But yeah, something like that. You know, let's think about that. Would that be something that let me know the pros and cons of that. So only if what's the gun laws out there in D.C. by the way? Somebody made a good point. If you can open carry, what are the gun laws in D.C.? I don't know the gun laws in D.C. if people can open carry and all that stuff. I don't know what it is in DC, but again, that's something that we would, if again, this is a thought. Yeah, even Dwan B. I like that brother Dwan B. We can bring Dwan B out too. That brother is very thorough. But hey, yeah, Dr. Mayotte, of course, her. She's already out there in that area. Yeah. So yeah, we already got a group of heavyweights we can bring out there that's very well respected people. Sandy Darity, I would bring him too. I would bring Sandy Darity. Now that he dropped that dead weight, yes, I'm down with Sandy Darity. All right, but let's think about it. Let's think about that. It's just a thought. It was just a thought the other day. I was just thinking out loud, and then I got a bunch of people hit me up. Yes, I'm down. Let's get it organized. My sister, everybody. Hey, let me know, man. Let me know what y'all think. Let me know what you guys think. Because we really need to get our messages out there. FBA representation matters. And I'm going to get deeper in that later on in the broadcast tonight. But yeah, we got to be careful out here, family. We got to be very careful out here, man. We got to have a hate crime bill. We got to let these folks know how serious we are about a hate crime bill. Because, family, we see how so many black people end up missing. You know the stats about missing black people. We always hear about black people just missing, disappearing without a trace. A black person go to the store and all of a sudden you never hear from them again. You dig? And when we talk about some nefarious things that might be going on, they, you know, act like we are wearing the tinfoil koofy. Not everything ain't tinfoil koofy. Sometimes there are some valid concerns about what's going on. This story just came out today, by the way. This woman was indicted today. Look at this right here. This is interesting in relation to black people ending up missing. Funeral home owner who sold body parts pleads guilty to fraud. This white woman got caught selling the body parts of people in her funeral home. This woman was making a bag selling body parts. And let me tell you how, show you how insidious it was. Because, you know, a lot of black folks don't like to fill out that donor card. All right. A lot of folks don't like that damn donor card. And this woman here, what she was doing, they got her on fraud because what she was doing, she was forging donor cards. She would forge the donor cards. Where's that at? Yeah, this woman would just sit here and write down, yeah, this person is a donor. Yeah, they wanted to be a donor, and they didn't. And then sell their body parts. I mean, she's selling spines. I mean, she's selling everything. Where's that? Well, I'm trying to see, where's that part at? So, yeah, man, you better understand who this woman was selling. You can imagine who this woman was selling, and let's be clear, this is the only one who just got caught. She just got sloppy with it or something like that. They just happened to catch her ass. They said she defrauded at least a dozen families. Those are the ones she got caught with, seeking cremation services for deceased relatives. Instead of cremating the bodies, court records show her body broker company harvested heads, spines, arms, legs, and then sold them mostly for surgical training and other educational purposes. Man. Wow. So family, we better understand what's going on out here. We talked about this in one of the Hidden Colors movies. Man, that thing is real. Where people end up dead and your body parts are being sold somewhere. That's very real. That is not a conspiracy theory. This has been happening for years, family. And they don't hit these people up with RICO charges. When, okay, if she's selling body parts, she's clearly working with a network of people. Where are the RICO charges? There's never no RICO charges on them. But yeah, even if you don't fill the donor card out, some people in the chat room are talking about the donor card. She was forging the donor card. So people, even if you said on your card, I don't want to be a donor, she's like, oh, yes, you do. She was forging it. That's where the fraud thing is, because she was forging people as donors. That's how she got caught. She just got so bold and sloppy with it. You see? It's real out here. Yeah, don't donate. Man, family, don't you put your name as no donor on those cards. As a black person, don't put your name down as no damn donor. That's why you don't do that. These folks will take you out, man. I don't trust none of these people in the medical field. You don't trust anybody in the dominant society like that anyway. You always supposed to be suspicious, and that brings us to this other story here. It's a horrible story, man. This kind of broke my heart, man. This black family, black mother, sent her four-year-old son to this white female swim instructor. This is down in Georgia. And the swim instructor would do swim lessons in her home, at her pool, at her house. The little boy, little black boy, ended up drowning. And now the family wants answers. I don't think they're even punishing the white woman. You dig? Look at this. This is heartbreaking. Hold on.
Her son to swim class and the unthinkable happens.
I lost it. I felt like I was in a dream.
She says the swim instructor was not paying attention and now her son is dead. What went wrong and what she wants all parents to know this summer. I'm Justin Carter. This is TSR Investigative.
Okay.
Mother sends her son to swim class and the unthinkable.
Man, first of all, listen, black people. Listen to me. Listen, black family. Don't ever send your black child to a white people's home by themselves, especially a black boy. Do you understand, black family? You don't send your black children, especially a black boy, to white people's houses by themselves. Are you insane? Somebody hit it on the nose. Is that woman non-FBA? Yeah, and I've been wanting to look into that woman's background. I'm really getting some non-FBA vibes on that woman for her to even do that. Is this woman Caribbean or something? I need to look into her, to her background, because foundational black Americans know better. This is what I'm talking about. We kind of know better than to send our kid over to some white person's house by themselves. We wouldn't do that. Just instinctively, we wouldn't do that. Yeah, man, just like the Jamaican dude, remember up there in Pennsylvania? Went hunting with some white boys and didn't come back. They blew his brains out up there in the woods. Are you insane? Are you insane? But you don't send your kids over there to some... Oh, somebody, is she from Belize? Somebody, are you just saying that or do you know that for sure, brother? The Conscious Cookie Monster. Do you know that? He says she's from Belize. Okay, I don't know if you're just saying that. I don't know. I don't know the woman's background, but I'm getting some non-FBA vibes from that woman for her to even do that. Y'all be messing up. Y'all come over here from other places, and y'all have this real insane trust for these white supremacist suspects and then get caught up. Come on, man. You don't take your black children, especially a boy. They can't wait to get their hands on a black boy by themselves in their home. Oh, you got to watch them when they get you in their home. Because, yeah, they're safe. Whatever they do in their home, they're going to be safe. With a black person, as long as they're in their home, with a black person, they're completely safe. I'm telling you, like schools and like other places are kind of different. Because other places are on the hook. If they do something, that's going to put other places on the hook, then they'll be on the hook. So, you know, that'll create a whole legal cluster flop. But if you're in their home, that's like going into the home of a vampire, dude. If you're in their home, you are at a grave disadvantage. And there's no legal recourse that's going to help you. Everything they do in that house as a suspected white supremacist is justified. Remember the black woman went to those white women's house, had a sleepover at them white women's house. And did she fall out of a window or something? And none of these white women were charged. Black woman had a sleepover with these white women and the sister got killed. And nobody got punished. Yeah, it's a cluster flop. Oh yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer got away with eating folks and killing them for years in his apartment. You go into a white person's apartment, that you've entered the, or their house, you've entered the gates of hell. And they're protected. And they're allowed to do God knows what in their homes, and they can get away with it for years. Anytime, by the time they raid a white person's house, there's already a graveyard of bodies under the damn basement somewhere. You know, they have to let the bodies rack up. Hell, look at Ed Buck. Look at how they did Ed Buck. Look how it was in the international media. People knew this guy was up here doing stuff to black folks, and nothing happened. Even to this day, Ed Buck has never been charged for murder. Ed Buck got like some kind of drug charge. That's what he's in jail for. Ed Buck has never been charged for murdering all of those damn black men who was coming out of his house dead. Never been charged. The white supremacists are like Dracula, man. If you go into a vampire's house, you are at a disadvantage. In a system of white supremacy, you go into a white supremacist's house, you are at a disadvantage. Don't ever go to their houses alone never send your children to their homes. That's just what it is. That's just being safe as a victim of white supremacy, dude. Don't ever send your children to their homes. I learned that as a kid. My mom then wouldn't let me go to my, I had white homeboys in school, and I'm like, hey, mom, I want to go to my homeboy's house for a sleepover. No. No. Why not? Just no. That's all you need to know. Later on, I would understand. You dig? Later on, I would get it. Yeah, our parents back in the day, they kind of let us know. They kind of pulled our coat. Yeah, that's your little white buddy over there. Okay, that's cool. He can come over here. But you cannot go over there. You dig? And then you understand why. You know, y'all, my FBA family, you know your parents didn't let you go kick it or spend the night at no damn white people house. Nor did they let you eat over there either. That's another thing too. Hey, but that's my buddy. Sit your ass down. Don't go over there. You don't go over there eating, and you damn sure ain't spending the night over there. Yeah? So we got to be on top of our game, family. It's real out here. The white supremacists are heavily on the move out here. These people are serious. And let's be very clear. You know, they like to downplay a lot of stuff the white supremacists do. Up there in Boston, the white supremacist organization, Patriot Front, they stormed the city. And they, from what I understand, they assaulted a black person out there. And the police didn't do a damn thing. The police presence was nowhere. And now the people, and remember, Patriot Front, they just got hemmed up like a week or so ago. And it was at Idaho or Iowa. They were about to crash this white abortion LGBT thing, and they stopped them before they did that. And remember, the police were looking so remorseful. They looked like they hated to have to do something to their buddies. So these guys already got thwarted from going to commit some sort of terror attack. They had all types of guns and things and U-Haul trucks. So now this group was allowed again this week to go up in Boston and run around the city with masks on and flags. No police nowhere. And people are asking, hey, what the hell is up with the police? The police had the nerve to say, well, we didn't know they were coming. White supremacists they love playing dumb, family. The name of the game is for them to play dumb. Look at this. This is them. This is a story coming out of Boston. Hold on. Where police sat up here and said, well, we didn't know they were on their way here. Hold on. Listen to this. Hold on.
All right. Tonight, there are new questions about how police in the city of Boston handled a group of white supremacists who marched over the weekend and are accused of assaulting a black man. WBZ's Louisa Moeller is live for us in Boston tonight. And Louisa, what do they say happened here?
Well, did police say they had no advance knowledge that this group, the Patriot Front, was coming to Boston? It's what the Anti-Defamation League refers to as a flash demonstration. And we know at least some of these men came from out of state. Now the question is, did law enforcement do enough once they knew the march was happening?
when roughly 100 members of the white supremacist group Patriot Front march into Boston on Saturday wearing masks, Reclaim America t-shirts, and carrying shields.
The First Amendment provides a level of protection where these groups creep right up to the edge of the boundaries of that.
After a private meeting with law enforcement on the event, Mayor Michelle Wu told reporters that the First Amendment prevented police from stopping the march. The FBI not even able to open an investigation into the domestic group unless it meets a certain standard.
The existence of a potential federal crime, the threat or use of force or violence in conjunction with some sort of a social or political agenda.
Another man died.
And now some are questioning how police handled the alleged assault of black artist Charles Morrell by members of Patriot Front outside Copley Square.
Did any Boston police officers or other law enforcement view the alleged assault against Ms. Morrell in person?
For everything I know, my understanding is they did not witness the assault in front of their face.
Morrell's spokesperson, Reverend Kevin Peterson, says Morrell has a different story.
I believe that if Mr. Morrell were asked if law enforcement was present during the time of his assault, he would state the affirmative.
Boston police say they are reviewing video footage of the alleged assault on Mr. Morrell, and that case is now in the hands of the BPD's Civil Rights Unit. Mr. Morrell has also obtained an attorney.
So family, you see how they sit up here, the white supremacists sit here and play dumb? Oh, we don't know if there was an assault. Well, we can't have a federal investigation. This is white supremacy and this is how it works. This is them trolling to a certain degree, okay? They got this Asian mayor who, white identifying, who sat here, well, they were right there on the cusp of the First Amendment. Okay, these people had an assembly. They did an assembly. They assembled without a license. Now, if a group of black people went out there and did the same thing, they would get fined for not having an assembly license. They would get fined for trespassing. They would get fined for loitering. Oh, stop it with all of that. Well, they really didn't commit a crime, and they caught us so off guard. This is Boston, one of the racist cities in the country, one of the most racist cities in the country. I can almost guarantee you half those people in Patriot Front were either local law enforcement and federal law enforcement as well. Let's stop with all of this. They got caught off guard. Patriot Front has members that are in law enforcement. They knew those guys were coming in law enforcement. They are protecting those guys. Look at how they protect these people from top to bottom, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI is up here talking about they can't investigate because, well, they have to meet a certain criteria. They just got arrested a couple of weeks ago. Where are the RICO charges? I mean, damn. The feds, y'all got Young Thug. Y'all got a rapper, Young Thug. He met certain criteria. He rapped about killing somebody, which was make-believe, and now you got RICO charges on the black rappers. But with these white supremacists running around the country, and look, Patriot Front, under their other name, they killed somebody out there in Virginia, remember? They ran that white woman over? That was Patriot Front. That was their other group name. They just changed the name of their groups. They all changed the name of their group. It's all the same thing. These white supremacist groups are all clicked in with each other. See, they keep playing this game with these white supremacist groups. You dig? Oh, yeah, they got Larry Hoover in jail forever. Won't let that brother out because of his gang involvement and all of that stuff. But listen, these white supremacists are more dangerous than they are letting up to be because as we see, the situation that happened out there in Highland Park, Illinois. And I talked about this the other day. The white supremacist terrorist who shot all those other white people, Robert Cremo, and what he did, he got on a roof, he was sniping people, and then he put on women's clothes and blended in with the crowd, and that's how he got away. They ended up catching him the other day. Well, they caught him yesterday, actually. And, you know, they're finding out his online presence. They are showing that he was at a bunch of Trump rallies. He was a rapper. And he kept using a certain symbol on a lot of his rap music videos. I want to show y'all some stuff. Let's unpack some stuff here about that Robert Crimmel guy. On his social media, he kept showing... Let me find that real quickly. He kept showing a certain image, ladies and gentlemen. And his name was Awake the Rapper. Let me find these images real quick. Here we go, right here. Let me show y'all some stuff here. So right here on his website, and it's been taken down on his Twitter feed. It's been taken down. Robert Crimmel, he Awake. That was his rap name, Awake. Awake the Rapper. I want y'all to look at this symbol. Study this symbol. The white supremacists don't put up random symbols just for the hell of it. Now, this is a screenshot of his music video where he's rapping. Same symbol. If you look at the back of the wall, same symbol. All right? The media knows what that symbol is. They've been kind of downplaying it. That's a symbol from a Finnish... A white supremacist group from Finland called Suomen Sisu. Suomen Sisu. All right. This is a white supremacist organization out of Finland. All right. Same symbol. That's what that symbol is. All right. It's the same symbol. Now, who is Suomen Sisu? All right. Let's look in. Let me let y'all know who they are. Suomen Sisu. That's a Finnish white supremacist organization. As we see right here, Suomen Sisu is described as a Nazi-spirited group by a Finnish newspaper. They put out books and they promote books by people like David Duke, George Lincoln Rockwell, and others. So this is a hardcore white supremacist group. This is an international white supremacist group. And... they were founded, Suomen Sisu was founded by the members of a group called the Thule Society. All right, now who's the Thule Society? Who's the Thule Society? Now the Thule Society, there's a book about them. Let me find that book, ladies and gentlemen, about the Thule Society. There's a book called Hammers. We're breaking it down slow. Let me break it down slow. Hammers of God. The Thule Society and the Birth of Nazism. The Thule Society were the Nazis before the Nazis. This is where the Nazis get all of their Nazism from. These are the OG Nazis. This is who Hitler and them got their game from. The Thule Society. Been around since, well, I think 1918, something like that. But let me read this. Public interest in Adolf Hitler and all respects of the Third Reich continues to grow as new generations ponder the moral questions surrounding Nazi Germany and its historical legacy. One aspect of Nazism that has not received some sufficient attention from historians of the Third Reich is the doctrine's origins in the Thule Society and its covert activities. It's an occult group, meaning they were like into some Satanism type of stuff. All right. The Thule Society attempted to establish an anti-Semitic working class front for disseminating its esoteric ideas and founded the German Workers' Party, which Hitler would later transform into the National Socialist German Workers Nazi Party. Okay, so these were the OG Nazis. Okay, this is not a coincidence. Okay. Now, Awake the Rapper. One of his screen names was SS on one of these Discord channels that he had. All right. And, you know, that's another Nazi reference. But this is Suomen Sisu. You go to their website. All right. Let me go to their website and show y'all. They're very active. Suomen Sisu out there in Finland, an international white supremacist organization. And they're pretty organized. And let me give you some game here. This is very interesting. They have an event, Suomen Sisu, they have an event And let me show some more of the logos while I'm talking. They have an event called the Awakening. And I'm just, let me just show y'all more symbols. That symbol just keeps popping up. That same symbol, the Hausgerät, that's another Nazi Germany reference type of symbol. So it was very prominent in a lot of German ideology, okay? That's not some random symbol that that guy had up, all right? But there's, I'm looking for something here. Where is that? Where is that? I'm looking for something. There's an event called the Awakening. Where is that? I'm looking for that. Where is that? All right, here we go. So right here, there's an event that Suman Sisu SS that they have called the Awakening Conference. The first Awakening Conference was held in Finland, but it moved to southwestern Finland. The secretive conference was a kind of a new kind of opening move from the Finnish fascist movement, and it took inspiration from American Renaissance. That's Jared Taylor. All right. So look at that name, The Awakening. And here's a flyer for The Awakening. This is The Awakening Conference. And that's Jared Taylor there. He's all clicked in with him and all the other international white supremacists. All right. So they have something called The Awakening. And this dude's name is Awake the Rapper. That's not a coincidence that this dude named himself Awake. See, they throw these little code words out there, family. They throw these little code words out here. And let me tell you something. This guy right here, they're downplaying all of this information that I'm giving you. The white media is not telling you any of this. They're not making the correlation. They're not making the correlation. In fact, they're trying to downplay this thing. As we know out there in Europe, you got, you know, in Ukraine, you got these hardcore white supremacist groups that are very serious, family. The white media is not going to put all this together for you. This is why the grassroots black media is important to put two and two together for you, because the white supremacist media is going to be on code because they want to downplay the seriousness of this. You understand what I'm saying? They want to downplay the seriousness of this. This looks like it could have been some type of international terrorist attack, because a lot of these groups don't really like America. They don't like white people over here. They want to see all of America fall, and they will attack other white people. So this guy, this Robert Krimu guy, this guy could have been on some white supremacist Al-Qaeda terrorist cell type of thing. They could have groomed this guy internationally to carry out this attack. You understand? These international white supremacist terrorist groups, they operate on an international level, family. And this is how they kind of cover their backs. Because if they do a move like that and they're overseas, and understand, you know, a lot of these European nations don't like America. So they'll take these little terrorist attacks like this and groom their terror cells and send them over here, or groom them while they're here and recruit them online, on 4chan, on these video games, and start indoctrinating these dudes. And you got Jared Taylor all in the mix, and he's over here. You understand? They got these sleeper cells all over the place. Remember the guy in Buffalo, he was working with a federal agent. So that's another one of these little sleeper cell dudes. This is a big international thing where they get organized. They get some group who's overseas out of the jurisdiction of the FBI who will orchestrate and organize it. And then they'll just get a cell over here, a so-called lone wolf. So if a lone wolf gets caught up, the big cell is safe somewhere overseas. The FBI has no jurisdiction over them. You understand? And again, they do this stuff internationally. When my home got swatted by these white supremacists, that was an international thing. They had somebody make the call from overseas. That's not They had somebody from overseas actually make the call, so you couldn't trace them here. Even if you use the technology to trace the person, which they finally found out that the person was over there overseas, they have no jurisdiction over them. They can't do anything to the person overseas. You see, this is real deep. They use people overseas so that the jurisdiction, they're out of reach. See, this is how on code the white supremacists are globally. This is why codification is very important. This is why codification is very important. And we got to understand how organized some of these white extremists are. That's why we got to be on top of our game. And let's not let these white supremacists downplay it and make us think that it was just some lone wolf. This was not a lone wolf at all. And law enforcement, they were hip to this guy. They knew who this guy was out there in Highland Park. His dad ran for office out there. Even the police said they were familiar with him back in 2019. I think he threatened to kill his family or something like that. So the police knew exactly who this guy was. They always do. They know who these guys are. You see. So this is why we got to be on top of our game, ladies and gentlemen. We got to really be on top of our game when dealing with these white supremacists and make sure that everybody gets on code. And speaking of international organizations, Brittany Griner, her reps, her and her quote-unquote wife, they're still calling Biden out right now because Brittany Griner is still stuck over there in Russia. And look at this. Brittany Griner's wife calls out Biden in a very disheartening silence. So yeah, they're calling out Biden because Biden ain't trying to do a damn thing. Biden ain't trying to do a damn thing to get that woman back. Now, let's be clear. I put out this tweet the other day. I said, hey, at least Trump got ASAP Rocky back. Remember, Trump got ASAP Rocky back because they always tell us Trump is the boogeyman and you better vote for the Democrats because, oh, you don't want that Trump now. No, y'all can't use that. Biden will sit up and let you rot in jail. At least Trump got ASAP Rocky up out of Sweden or Switzerland or wherever he was from. At least Trump got him back. At least Trump got LeVar Ball's son back. And Trump threatened to put like some kind of trade sanctions on that country over there, Sweden or Switzerland or whatever. He threatened to put trade sanctions on them if they didn't let ASAP Rocky go. So the Democrats can't sit up here and talk about, oh, he's the boogeyman. No. Biden ain't doing none of that stuff. Where's Biden? He ain't doing none of that. So y'all not going to do the boogeyman scare on us as far as that. But with this thing with Brittany Griner out there, it's very interesting. And I keep seeing this one thing pop up. The white media, they keep deflecting from the fact that the white LGBT, they're trying to milk it. They're trying to milk this thing into a racism, anti-LGBT thing. But the white LGBT community ain't lifting a damn finger to do anything to get this woman back. So now the head coach, the coach for the Phoenix Mercury, Vanessa Nygaard, or whatever her name is. This is, look at this slick ass comment right here. This white woman who looks like a white man. But she was like, yeah, if it was LeBron, he'd be home, right? It's a statement about the value of women. It's a statement about the value of a black person. It's the statement of, about the value of a gay person. All of those, we know it. Now, this is despicable that she threw LeBron in. That's a very slick move for her to do. And white supremacist suspects in the dominant society, they got this thing where they use LeBron James as a proxy for just all black men. LeBron is their new proxy to use for all black men. LeBron ain't got nothing to do with this. And LeBron is a black person too. So if a black person has no value, LeBron wouldn't have value. Also, if it were LeBron, oh, the Russians would want $1 billion to get him back. Oh, they would want a king's ransom to get LeBron back. And let's stop that. They would want a grip to get LeBron back. That would be a major bargaining chip. Let's not play that game. But they're throwing LeBron James' name in there to deflect from the fact, like, hey, look at the black guy. Hey, if it was a black guy, oh, man, I mean, this black privilege. No. They're throwing his name out there to cover for the fact that the white LGBT ain't doing a damn thing. They're trying to get some LGBT mileage out of it, but the white LGBT community ain't doing nothing. The white corporate structure who's running around here with LGBT flags in every store you go to now. I was at Starbucks today. LGBT flags. I went by McDonald's. LGBT flags. All of the white corporate structures are running around with these LGBT flags, and none of them have done a damn thing or said a word about Britney. None of them. Don't let these people start talking about some LeBron James. No, see, they want black folks to do all the work, the groundwork, and making a lot. They want us to make a lot of noise, which we don't have the political power and all of that anyway. And this Britney lady, you know, has she been riding for black society? You know, people are looking at the government like, hey, y'all make it do what it do. Because if we get out here and make a lot of noise and she gets back, the white LGBT community will be the main ones taking credit for it and turning this into the Stonewall moment and flipping it and making it something that it's not. But let's be very clear. Now, some people were saying, well, you can't say that, Tariq, about Trump and Biden because those countries ASAP Rocky was in, they weren't in war with the United States. Russia's going through a war. There's no war with the United States right now. You know, they're bickering. There's no war. And also, they got bargaining chips. If they really wanted to get Britney back, they could get Britney back, family. Let's keep it a buck now. Let's stop playing. If they wanted Britney back, they got all types of Russian detainees over here, man. They could do an even trade. If they wanted that sister back, Biden can get her back. Y'all Biden sexuals, stop bussy popping for Zaddy. Y'all catfish nugget eating Negroes are the worst. Y'all got every excuse in the world for Zaddy Biden. Biden can get that woman back if he wanted to. Biden just don't give a damn about black folks. What has Biden really done for black people, man? Biden has a long career of not doing a damn thing for black people. Are y'all gonna keep making excuses for Biden? Stop it. If Biden wanted that woman back, there's all types of Russian spies that's been captured and all types of stuff over here. They would make a trade. It's that simple. But Biden ain't about to do that. Jim Crow Biden? Biden hates Negroes more than Trump or any other politician. Biden is glad she's over there. Good riddance. That's what Biden is thinking. Y'all stop playing. Zaddy Biden can give less than a damn. You understand? He can get that woman back overnight. So I don't want to hear no excuses from no Biden. You see, in black LGBT folks, y'all play this game where y'all want to be the mascot for the white LGBT community. And you see, they don't ride for you, black folks. They don't put it on the line for you. You ain't a part of the LGBT community. You're just a mascot, black people. Let's just keep it what it is. We're black family. Don't let these white supremacists make you think you're part of some type of different ethnic group as a black LGBT person. You're not. You're not a part of their group. They look at you as different. You're just another Negro who can facilitate resources and funding for them. You better cut that bootlicking out, family. And speaking of that, let's get to the real theme of today's broadcast about how important it is for Foundation of Black Americans to have FBA representation. Family, did y'all see the video? And this video, this screenshot here is a reference to the video. Oh, Lord, family. There's this sitting senator right now. There's a senator named Tierra Mack of Rhode Island. She's a senator in Rhode Island. And the white Democrats love bragging about she's the first openly black LGBT person elected to the Rhode Island Senate. Tierra Mack. And Tierra Mack, hold on. And let me show y'all her Twitter, by the way. Hold on. Let me show y'all her Twitter just to give y'all an idea who she is. Where is she? Where is Tierra Mack? Here she goes. This is Tierra Mack's Twitter. Let me show y'all her Twitter page. All right, that's Tierra Mack, senator from Rhode Island, District 6. She, her, queer, educator, donut lover, rugby. And she be booed up with a bunch of white women. So this is her page.
That's my
right, so she's all right. Okay, I don't know what all this stuff is. Okay, hold on. So yeah, she's, you know, mixing it. Oh, this is her at the. This is a senator, y'all. This is her. This is a senator. This is a sitting senator right here. Dressed like, okay, this is the sitting senator of Rhode Island. What's Rhode Island? Where my Rhode Island people? This is y'all senator right here, out here in some stank hole shorts, out here with the white women, Tierra Mack. Oh yeah, you gotta have the white mommies with her. Oh yeah, that's her. Oh, and there you gotta have the kids, indoctrinating the kids. Oh yeah, there you go. Out here indoctrinating the kids. Oh Lord. Okay. So that's your girl, guys. So Tierra Mack, this is your girl. She did a video, family, where she was twerking. She was twerking, ladies and gentlemen. This is her. Let me show you this video of her getting her twerk on to get y'all to vote. This is her campaign video of her twerking. This is a sitting senator doing a handstand twerking so you guys can vote for her. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, hold on. Here we go. This is y'all girl right here. Rhode Island, come on. All right, that's her struggle twerk.
Vote Senator Mack.
One more time.
Vote Senator Mack.
Okay, so this has gone viral. This woman has done this struggle twerk. Oh boy, it has gone viral. This woman twerking her flabby ass like this and big ass feet. This is a sitting senator and people are like, oh my God, what the hell? I mean, she has embarrassed everybody. People are now talking about how this is a bad look on black women. And listen, she was copping pleas about her twerk. This is some of her responses because people are feeling a certain way about it. Damn, twerking upside down really makes the conservative, unhinged internet accounts pop off on a Monday. Somebody said, I'm not a conservative and I'm disappointed. Where do we draw the line? Damn. And I agree. Girl, I have an Ivy League degree and I'm a state senator. I hate to break it to you, but their decorum isn't for us. They can't respect us in a system designed to oppress us. Okay, yeah, you're not our representative, all right? You're not our representative, ma'am. What, I don't know what all this other stuff is, but yeah, this is not our representative, all right? So that's her copping pleas. Now, more information about this woman. This woman here also pushes, this ain't no innocent thing here. This woman pushes for sex education to teach comprehensive, queer-inclusive, pleasure-based sex education to children. So this woman wants to teach pleasure-based sex education to children. They got a bill out there trying to push this to our children. Pleasure-based sexual education. This woman is disgusting. That woman is disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. This is supposed to be our representative. All right? But here's the thing, family. When you have people like this, and you can look at her swag and, you know, just her little crusty swag, her goofball, swagless vibe, and this mommy worship and all of that stuff, family, y'all already know what it is. This woman ain't FBA. This woman is not FBA. We knew something was up with this woman. Wait, we're like, wait a minute. Wait, hold on, wait. Oh, can y'all hear me? Okay, I'm talking and y'all can't even hear me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm here. I was talking and y'all couldn't hear me. But like I said, man, this woman and her swag, we knew something was going on with this woman and her swag. We knew something was off. We knew something was off, ladies and gentlemen, about this woman out here making a damn fool of herself. And what I don't like, they're putting this on black women. And foundational black American women gotta gotta eat this. You understand? And look, let me show you. They got all types of memes about it, by the way. Look at the memes. You know, they're putting this on black women heavy. Our sisters don't deserve this. They got all types of memes about this filth. All right. There's all types of memes. Okay, right here, somebody. Black women using their bodies. Okay, they put it, now it's a black woman thing. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to put that on foundational black American women. All right. They got all of this stuff here. Y'all not going to put this on our FBA sisters. That's what you're not going to do. Okay. We're not going to do that because this woman right here, look at this right here. I want to show you something about this woman, Miss Tierra Mack. All right. This is from one of her websites. This is from one of her websites, ladies and gentlemen. This woman here, it gives some information about her. Like, donate to the candidate. She's from Rhode Island, District 6, Democrat. Afro-Caribbean, cisgendered woman, lesbian. All right, so this is an Afro-Caribbean. She identifies as Afro-Caribbean. All of that black African-American, no. That's an Afro-Caribbean, all of that filth. They come over here and dump that filthy-ass behavior off on us. Y'all are not going to dump this woman's filth on my wonderful FBA sisters, because FBA sisters who are in positions of political stature, they know not to sit up here and twerk their ass like that. You are not going to put that woman's filth on our foundational black American sisters. This is why we delineate, family. We say no. We're not going to have people misrepresent us like this. We're not going to have people misrepresent foundational black Americans. Hold on. I know we probably got an echo. I'm sorry. We're not going to have people misrepresent us like this. See, these people come over here and engage in this filthy behavior, and then we get blamed for it. We got to let everybody hold their nuts. Their degenerate behavior just becomes black behavior. Now, if you do something positive and constructive, all of a sudden you're an Afro-Caribbean, you're Jamaican, you're a Haitian, you're the first Haitian person, you're the first Jamaican person. You see how they do? Now, when they elect a person who's Jamaican or Haitian, they make sure if they're going to be a reputable person, they'll say, well, this is the first Haitian person in this position. This is the first Jamaican person in this position. They make sure to show what their non-FBA ethnicity is. This woman, all her degenerate ass behavior, they keep dumping it on us. They just keep saying she's black. First black woman lesbian. The first black woman to twerk. Look at this black woman twerking. Black. No. This is why we're not going to play the one big Negro role. We're not going to play the one big Negro role where they just dump all of these Negroes off on us. No, this is a non-FBA tether. She does not represent foundational black American women. We are not going to eat this L. The Caribbean is going to eat that one. We ain't eating that L. No, thank you. I do not accept that. I do not accept it. With that struggle twerk, Lord. And then she got like some kind of, hold on, what is this? She got some kind of burn mark on her ass. What is that? On her inner thigh? Like the, Lord, what is that? What is that crust on? That's disgusting. Little crusty ass and big old feet and stiff. Nah, no thank you. And then she's trying to usher in all these other agendas. See, they love propping up these folks to misrepresent foundational black Americans to make us look horrible. We got to start calling this stuff out, getting these morbidly obese people, these real weird, bad built ass people to represent us. That's why they love throwing Gabby Sidibe out there. Well, that's the representative of black women. Gabby Sidibe ain't FBA. Gabby Sidibe, where's her dad from? That Sidibe name is what? Is that Ugandan or something? What is that name? It's something, but she ain't FBA. We got to start saying these people that y'all throw out here to misrepresent FBA women, these people are not FBA. We got to start calling that out, ladies and gentlemen. We can't go for that. And speaking of that, speaking of representation, y'all remember Superhead. Superhead was there was a thing going on with her online. Speaking of ethnicity. somebody, I guess she on her Twitter or her TikTok page, there was some people questioning her hair about, I think some people were like, is she wearing a wig or something? And she went out of her way to distance herself to show how she's different from Black American women. Right here, she said she's not African American. Right here, let me show y'all what she posted. She was like, yeah, this is my natural hair. No pieces, no wig, no chemicals, just effing hair. Blow dried and pressed. Bangs have been slightly curled. I don't have nappy or curly or coily hair. I'm a mixed breed Caribbean woman, Puerto Rican, Danish, French, and Jamaican. Versions of black and white. I'm literally not like you in any way. So you gotta stop expecting me to have hair just like yours, assuming my stuff can't be real. No makeup, no wig. I'm still killing y'all. Still at almost 44 years old. Don't talk to me. Talk to your therapist. So she told y'all, all right, to the black women in my comments and in general, assuming my hair just can't be real. She said, I am not like y'all. All right. Whose claim to fame is Goblin Balls. Okay, she ain't like y'all. All right. So too bad, FBA sisters. You can't be like her. You can't be ran through like her. All right. Lord. All right. You can't be ran through by the industry like her. These folks go out of their way to let you know that they're different. You get them mad enough, they'll let you know. They know, and that's fine. And we have to start letting them know you are different. All of your degenerate behavior, you're not going to put that on us. All of y'all skanky plantation behavior that y'all done brought from the Caribbean, nah. Because remember, in the Caribbean, that's where they used to go to break a lot of people. They did a very particular type of breaking of enslaved people in the Caribbean. Boy, they did a number on them. You dig? So again, we have to let people know certain people are going to represent us, and we're not going to be misrepresented by these tethers who have contempt for our culture, who have contempt for our image, and they are the degenerates of their society. They messed everything up where they were from. Their families messed everything up and fled, and they want to come over here with that same degenerate off-code behavior to undermine us. A lot of these people feel if they can't get none popping in their country, the hell with all of it then. The hell with all the black folks. This is why our representation matters. This is why the foundational Black American movement has taken on so much momentum, because we are tired of these non-FBA people trying to misrepresent us, and we have to absorb their garbage. We're not absorbing garbage no more. What you see on film right here on the screen, that's garbage that ain't about us. We got to get back to what we're supposed to be doing, representing and being respectable people, fighting the system of white supremacy to replace that system with a system of justice. Anyway, y'all, that's today's episode of Tariq Radio. People are asking about the academic interview that I did. It was supposed to come out Monday. It didn't come out. Academic and I were texting today. He said it might be out in the morning. So we'll see. It might be out in the morning. We'll see. This is what he told me. He said it might be out in the morning. So that interview, again, hopefully it will be out. They probably had a meeting at Spotify. To be honest, I'd be shocked if it came out on time. That's how deep it was. I was going in on that interview. We'll see. I hope it's not chopped up and edited. I hope they play the whole thing. I hope it comes out in the morning. It's a very deep interview, but Spotify probably had a meeting with him as deep as I was going in. So they might have had a censorship meeting. I don't know. But again, DJ Academic told me it will be out in the morning, so we will see. All right. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Again, my lawyers, do we have any black lawyers in Los Angeles? Because again, we need to start getting a lot of our black lawyers on deck so we can retain you for certain things. When certain things pop off, I need some of my black lawyers in Los Angeles. Email me at info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. Black lawyers, holler at me. And Y'all need to chop it up with lawyers in your local area so when things go down as far as protests, we'll have a bunch of people already on deck. We got to start thinking worst case scenario all the time and be ready. When these protests and things pop off, people say stuff like, well, people need to get angry. We need to get angry. No, the hell we don't. Family, we do not need to be angry. We don't need to get angry. We need to be calm and unangry as possible. We need to be as unemotional as we can possibly be. We need to take anger out of it. When you take the anger out of it, we'll start thinking in terms of what we really need to do to protect ourselves. You need to be very calm about everything. No anger. We need to be very calm and meticulous about what we need to do and organized about how we need to protect ourselves from tyranny and white supremacist attacks. You understand? We got to be focused. No emotion at all. I hate that trope that, man, we, man, black folks, man, we ain't angry enough. We got to get angry. Oh, no. Angry is emotional because you get out there, you're angry for 5 minutes, that blows over, and then it starts turning into a twerk contest. All right? So we ain't playing that game. No emotions. Anyway, y'all, we're out of here. Y'all be good. I'll be doing my Twitter space later on this week. Papi Akute, Lola Vuve to the family. Y'all be good.